This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in. And I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey there, and happy Monday, Path to Freedom listeners, or happy whatever day it is that you're listening to, because whatever day it is, I know one thing, it's a beautiful day. I just wanted to start off by giving a quick update. So for those of my loyal listeners that tune in on a regular basis, you may have noticed that last week, if you're listening to this in real time, I did not have a Mindset Monday episode and did not have a Thursday episode. Reason for that is that my wife and I spent a good part of the week in the hospital, and our baby boy was born. Mason Wells Barefoot was born on December 2nd and is doing very well. He's healthy as can be. My wife, Kelly, she's doing great. And our daughter, Mackenzie, is absolutely loving her new role as a big sister. So we spent the week, obviously, delivering the baby and then getting home, getting settled, and just spending a lot of good family time getting to know our little guy. But that being said, wanted to get back into a normal cadence with the podcast here. So have a nice Mindset Monday episode teed up for you guys. I was actually planning to talk about this topic last week on Mindset Monday, but obviously pushed it to this week. Still very relevant. You know, the timing of publishing this episode last week would have been very intentional, just kind of given where we were at that point in the last day of November with 1 month left in 2020. So here we are a week into December, not quite a full month left in 2020, but again, still very relevant, because what I want to talk about today is not delaying taking action, waiting for the perfect time. We all have goals that we're working towards, but so often those goals are impeded by us not taking action, us waiting for the timing to feel exactly right, us waiting for things to line up perfectly, which, as we all know, really never happens. And I think this time of year in particularly is a very easy time to push things off. Well, you know, I'll wait until after the first of the year to start this new project, or to start working out, or, you know, I'm going to wait and start thinking about starting a business after the first of the year because the holidays are coming up and it's the end of the year. And no doubt the holidays are a wonderful time. We want to spend lots of time with our friends and family and relax a little bit. I'm definitely planning on doing that myself. But at the same time, there's really no sense in delaying the things that we know we need to do to get the results that we want in our life. So that's what I want to talk a little bit about today. And there's a quote out there, and I couldn't actually find who to give credit to for this quote, but it's a very simple quote. And that is it going to be one day? Or is it day one? It's your decision, right? So often we, again, have these goals and these things that we're trying to accomplish, but we say to ourselves, well, I'll get to that one day. Or we could simply start taking action and make today day one instead of putting things off for one day. And I think this is something that we all struggle with. I know I've struggled with it before. You know, I think we all are looking for a better future, and that's something that we highly anticipate. And, you know, this better future, this better tomorrow that we speak of, we make plans, we have goals. But how many of us can really say that we're working towards this better future? Is it something that we can reach? And if so, how exactly do we plan to do that. You know, you often hear people say that they will pursue their dreams and goals one day, but what exactly do they mean by one day? When is this day that they're talking about? How are they going to know when it's one day? You see, there's an enormous difference between saying that you will eventually come around and finish a task, one that will lead you closer to your goal, and actually doing this. It's the main difference between this concept of one day, meaning that you're delaying your goals and dreams, and day one, indicating that you are already working on something or you're beginning to take action. So which one is it going to be for you? After all, it's your decision at the end of the day. And I think one of the main reasons that people don't pursue their goals and dreams is because they're just too busy making all sorts of excuses. I'll leave it for later. It's okay. I'll do it another day. I'll start next month. I'll start next year. I'm going to get to this one day. The timing's not right. I don't have enough money saved up. I haven't learned enough yet. I don't have enough experience. I mean, the list of excuses goes on and on and on. And it's not always the same excuses for everyone, but at the end of the day, these are all excuses. It's all talk and no work. However, sooner or later, we realize that this behavior is actually keeping us away from the future that we're anticipating and that we're working to reach one day. These excuses are not doing us any favors. They're only keeping us inside of our comfort zone. We've talked a lot about comfort zone here on the podcast, especially Mindset Monday. It's a place where everything's familiar and easy to predict, but our comfort zone is a very limited place where we can't grow beyond our certain limitations. And I think if you want to achieve greatness, or if you simply want to be happy and content in life, I mean, everyone has different ambitions and different goals, but no matter what it is that you're striving for, big or small, the essential point is that you have milestones that you need to pass in order to get to the end goal. You keep these goals for the future to come. They're somewhat distant for you at the moment, you know, when we're thinking about it in terms of one day, but it's crucial that we understand just how easy it is to determine and influence this distance. Simply by starting to take action, we can start to narrow that distance down. The time it will take you to accomplish everything you set your mind to is prolonged with each excuse that you make. Saying that you will do something one day because you're too afraid to act in the moment is probably the biggest excuse of them all. Your dreams can be easily obtained and accomplished, or they can remain what they are: dreams, fantasies that you have about a better future. Again, it's your decision. You can either keep dreaming and finding excuses why not to pursue your goals, or you can start acting on them and remove your excuses altogether. And I think one of the things that we have to get comfortable with, and I know this is something that I've struggled with and still struggle with, is, you know, getting comfortable with the fact that when we start taking action, it's not going to be perfect. And that's okay. Well, we're not looking for perfection here. We're looking for action. And once you start taking action, everything else becomes easier. Are you going to make mistakes along the way? Absolutely, you are. But that's better than sitting around doing nothing, taking no action, and saying, well, one day the timing's going to be perfect. One day I'm going to know everything I need to know to make this happen. Just start taking action and get comfortable with the fact that it's not going to be perfect, but you learn as you go and you build momentum. So I think a big reason behind all of the excuses that we make, more often than not, is it's all based on fear. And I've talked a lot about fear on the podcast as well, because as humans, it's something that we all struggle with. We fear change. We fear the unknown. And we're certainly most afraid of trying and failing. Fear comes in all shapes and sizes, but it's definitely something that we all have in common. Again, it's human nature. We're all in the same situation, some more often than others. We have our fears and anxieties, but the key is to keep fighting them so that they can't take control over us. and so that they can't hold us back from accomplishing what we want to accomplish and building the type of life that we really want. So you're not the first, you're certainly not the only one, you certainly won't be the last who's afraid of taking that first step. And just because we experience fear and sometimes it gets the better of us doesn't mean that we're weak. Again, it means we're human. We just have to recognize the fear and find ways to push through it. And if you've listened to the podcast for any period of time, you've heard me talk about, you know, what my internal mantra has become, which is to drop in. You know, that's where when you're right there on the edge and you're scared out of your mind, but you know the only next step to take is to jump, or the way I think of it, to drop in. And once you actually overcome the fear and drop in, everything else becomes easier. Even if you do fail, even if it's not perfect, even if it's not very pretty, you're taking action. You're in it at that point. And things start to become a lot easier because you've already gotten over that initial hurdle. You've conquered that initial fear, which is the paralyzing fear that keeps so many of us from ever taking any actions to accomplish what we want to accomplish. So the problem is not being afraid. We're all afraid. The problem is when you allow fear to control your life to the point where you're no longer able to control it yourself, and it's preventing you from doing the things you need to do to build the type of life that you want. And that's where the excuses come. But to release the fear means to embrace the fact that it's part of the journey. And once you do that, you'll quickly be able to turn your life around and start battling this fear, recognize it, and find ways to push through it, find ways to drop in. And that's when you get to the point of being able to go from one day to day one. The best day to start is today. I don't care if it's, you know, December 7th. I don't care if it's December 24th, New Year's Eve, whatever the case is. Don't put off your goals until the first of the year. And this is something I see in my consulting business a lot, where I'm working with people who are interested in getting into business for themselves. And, you know, they want to explore franchising. This is the time of year where, you know, people get quiet, right? They're like, well, yeah, this is definitely something I want to explore, but, you know, why start now? Why not wait until after the first of the year? Well, why not go ahead and start now? And then you've got 3-4 weeks of a foundation laid so that at the first of the year, you've already made a ton of progress. You've put yourself in a position to move a lot quicker at the beginning of the year. You've learned a lot in the process instead of just, you know, essentially wasting 3 to 4 weeks that you could have been working towards a certain goal. And this doesn't just apply to, you know, business ownership or starting a franchise business. This applies to anything, you know, working out. Everyone has a New Year's resolution for the most part of trying to get in better shape. Well, why wait? Yeah, sure, we're going to probably all eat more than we should around the holidays, but even more of a reason to go ahead and start a workout routine now. You know, get the soreness over with so that, you know, by New Year's, your body's accustomed to working out, and then you can really put a good regimen in place. There's any number of examples that we could use. The point is, you know, why wait? Not to mention, you know, this time of year, the holidays, obviously very busy, but things don't really slow down after the first of the year. We stay busy, just maybe in different ways than we are during the holidays. So a lot of times these, you know, brilliant plans that we come up with to say, well, yeah, after the first of the year, this is what I'm going to do. I've got my, you know, action plan all together. I'm going to start making moves. Well, you know, by the third week of January, life is happening and we've already forgotten about a lot of these things, or we've gotten too busy. And so then more excuses come to mind. So, you know, this can snowball one way or the other. It can either snowball in your favor and you start building momentum. Best way to do that is start taking action today, make it day one instead of one day, or it can snowball the other way where the excuses just continue to snowball. But again, the more you wait, the longer it's going to take for you to get to your goals. So why not start today? Your day one should begin this very minute without excuses or delays. Don't wait for it to be perfect. The timing's never going to feel just right. Never. It's only a lie that we tell ourselves to make ourselves feel better about not pursuing something, because at the bottom of it all, we're afraid. And yes, you know, sometimes things do come with time and experience. you learn, you get more comfortable, but you need to give them a little push even when you don't feel as if you're entirely ready. Got to drop in. As long as you believe that the perfect moment will come, even though more often than not, you're already prepared to take the opportunity, you will never be able to start the journey towards growth and success if you're always just sitting around waiting for that perfect moment. So stop waiting for something miraculous to happen, and don't look for any, you know, miraculous signs either. Just go ahead and start making moves. Take your chances today. There's never a better day than today, not to mention tomorrow's never guaranteed. So today is the best moment to make it your day one. I hope this has been thought-provoking, especially the time of year that we're in. It's a very easy time of year to say, yeah, I'm going to push this off until, you know, after the holidays. Don't fall into that trap. Identify the actions that you need to take and start making moves and drop in. So thanks so much for tuning in. Share this episode with someone that you think is going to get value from it. With that, go out, have an awesome week. Make today day one and stop dreaming about one day. Drop in, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.